The news of the arrest of a man suspected of being the Golden State Killer shocked the nation last week. 72-year-old Joseph James DeAngelo is accused of being behind a string of murders, rapes, and robberies that also earned the suspect the titles the East Area Rapist and the Original Night Stalker. The former police officer is also suspected of being the so-called Visalia Ransacker, a suspect behind numerous burglaries and a murder in Tulare County in the 1970s. To tell us more, we have with us Paul Myers. He's a reporter and editor with the Foothills Sun-Gazette in Exeter. Paul, welcome.
Hi.
Exeter really jumped into this story last week when it came out that not only was Joseph James DeAngelo suspect in the Golden State Killer murders, but also in the incidents in Tulare County, and the key fact that DeAngelo was for a time in the early 1970s a member of the Exeter Police Department. What do we know about his time in Tulare County right now?
Well, so what we know for sure is that he was, like you said, a member of the Exeter Police Department. And oddly enough, on the Wednesday when he was arrested, so we were tipped that he may have been a police officer. So we called the Exeter Police Department, and I spoke with their police chief, John Hall. And he said, well, you know, we're going to be looking into it. He gave me a call back a couple hours later, and, you know, we had been searching through our archives, kind of trying to find as much as we could. And before he got a chance to call me back, we saw in an August issue of 1973 of the Exeter Sun that he was introduced as a police officer starting in, like, May 18th, 1973. And then I got a call back from the police chief, and he said that they had no records of any city personnel from the 70s at all. So we were very fortunate that we had those archives with us. And just yesterday I was working on the story, and I was going through the years between 73 and 76, whenever he was here, trying to find out, you know, if there were any cases that he had worked on or anything of any kind of public note that we had documented. And, you know, there weren't too many cases of note in the newspapers that he was on. That being said, during the same time, there was the Visalia Ransacker, as you had said. And the funny thing is about the Visalia Ransacker, that name really wasn't even brought up until after he had left the area. So during the time that he was allegedly breaking into all these homes, people were just scared. They didn't really know what to call him. And although police knew that it was the same guy, kind of given the MO of things that he would do during his break-ins, all that we know officially is that he's a suspect for the Visalia Ransacker case at this point. And he's a suspect for the Claude Snelling murder from September 11th, 1975, I want to say.
And that was the College of Sequoia's journalist and professor who was brutally murdered in one of those incidents by the man they call the Visalia Ransacker. You mentioned that your newspaper's archives provided some information about Mr. DeAngelo. What about people in Exeter? Does anyone alive today have any recollection of his time in Tulare County?
Well, there were a few folks that had reached out to us that were actually kind of concerned with some suspicious murders that had occurred around the same time that they think may be the same guy. Although we've reached out to some cold case detectives, and they said that they haven't quite been able to piece that together. Other than that, you know, there weren't too many folks around here who kind of put, you know, the Visalia Ransacker together with any of the Exeter robberies. Although while I was going through the archives for the Exeter Sun, there was actually a spike in burglaries, and where there were similar things taken in Exeter homes where there were in Visalia homes, like small trinkets and like watches and like almost personal belongings and some like collector's items like silver dollars and coins, which was something that he would take often as well. Women's clothing and ID cards too, certain things like that. Although nobody who had their home broken into in Exeter really kind of came forward to say, I think that was him. Because I think that there were probably quite a few other burglaries happening at the same time from other people. Although in Visalia, a lot of folks via social media have kind of reached out saying, like, that their home was ransacked during this time, And we had reached out to a local historian who used to be a Visalia police officer for, I want to say, 26 or 30 years, who was working in Visalia at the time. And we asked him what kind of the tenor was like in the, you know, during this period of time between 73 and 76. And he was telling us that, you know, he would be out on patrol and he would arrest somebody for anything like a traffic stop or, you know, something of the sort. And then residents would come up to him and say, "Oh, is that the guy that's been breaking into the houses?" And he would say, well, no, but it was an indicator that it was on the mind of everybody in Visalia.
What about the mood in the community today? Exeter being a small town, really being on the national spotlight now, as all the stories from AP to CNN and beyond all referencing Joseph James DeAngelo, former police officer in Exeter, California. Is the community still buzzing about this?
I think so, because, you know, I grew up in Exeter, so a lot of folks around here have, you know, always said, like, well, you know, Exeter is a very special place. There's not a lot of crime here. You know, no community is, you know, is without any crime. But, you know, their feeling was, I think it's a little bit of ambivalence. Like, they are very glad that they live in Exeter now, but they are somewhat a little bit shocked that something like this, that a man like this kind of worked through the police force without ever being caught. And so I think that has also kind of led to this feeling of, you know, famousness of some kind. I'm not exactly sure the term I would use. They're certainly not accustomed to the type of publicity that they're getting as of late. And to be honest, neither are we. We've had so many phone calls from folks trying to get the photos of the headshot that we found in our archives. And our phone was ringing off the hook just trying to get that PDF version, you know, from New York and Good Morning America and People's Magazine. It's just something that we're definitely not accustomed to either.
So last week, after the Ventura County and Sacramento County District Attorneys had their press conference in Sacramento to announce the arrest of Joseph James DeAngelo, the Visalia Police Chief had his own press conference saying that they were again looking into this new development in the case of the Visalia ransacker and the evidence that may exist, potentially tying Joseph James DeAngelo to those crimes. What's the status there, especially given the fact that the statute of limitations on burglaries would have already expired?
Yeah, that was very funny. I was actually just working on that portion of our story. So what we kind of pieced together is that the Visalia Police Department doesn't have a lot of DNA in these cases. So it's kind of anybody's guess as to where they go to from here. And then, like you said, the statute of limitations are already passed on residential burglaries. I think it's 3 years. And so really what they would be looking at is the murder of Professor Snelling. And from what I can tell and from what I heard, I don't think that there is a lot of DNA evidence in that case that they kept. So I'm not sure if they'll have anything to be able to prosecute this case.
It's fascinating as this continues to march through the headlines and more comes out here. We've been talking with the editor and reporter of the Foothills Sun-Gazette in Exeter, Paul Myers. He's been following the story of Joseph James DeAngelo, the man accused of being the Golden State Killer, arrested last week in a story that shocked the nation, and also suspected of being the man called the Visalia Ransacker, a suspect in numerous residential burglaries and a murder in Tulare County in the 1970s. He just so happened to also be a member of the Exeter Police Department during that same period. We'll continue to follow Paul's coverage of this story in the Foothills Sun-Gazette. Paul, thank you so much for taking the time today.
Thank you for having me on. I appreciate it.